This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding you that it's always good to have your love in order. Peter is one who eventually mastered this lesson. As we know, Peter was a fisherman, and I think it'd be fair to say that fishing was even in his DNA. In fact, fishing was so close to Peter's heart that Christ told him that he would teach him how to fish for men. Peter was not only extremely skilled at fishing, but it brought him joy too. So in the good times, Peter would happily fish, and even when he was down, he would retreat to fishing. So I think it's fair to say that fishing was an earthly joy that brought Peter a great deal of fulfillment. But I noticed something interesting about this as I was reading in the book of John. One night, Peter and some of the disciples went out fishing. They fished all night, but by morning, they had not caught a thing. An unsuccessful fishing trip was a big deal to someone like Peter, as he appeared to love fishing more than anything else in his life. At dawn, Jesus appeared on the shore and told Peter and the disciples to throw their nets on the right side of the boat, and there would be plenty of fish there. In fact, there would be so many fish that the nets wouldn't be able to hold them all. Yet the moment that Peter saw Christ appear on the shore, the scriptures say he threw on his tunic, jumped overboard, and swam to shore to join Jesus. In that moment, Peter made it very clear that fish were no longer the most important thing in his life. Peter was learning to get his love in order. Tune into the Blues to Blessings channel today as I share my own challenges with keeping my love in order. But before you do, remember these words: but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. So today, keep your love in order.